This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas in everything that we say and everything that we do. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes we find ourselves that we need to fight a legal case. Some cases are very small, but others could be very big, and some are so big that our life is on the line. So we need to hire a good lawyer. Now imagine, or now picture, another scenario that's not imaginary. It is definitely coming, 100%. And this time, you and I are escorted to Allah Azza wa Jal. The stress is unbearable, the fear is uncontrollable, and the outcome is Jannah or Nar. It is heaven or hell. Can you imagine being at that court without representation? Your eternal faith will be determined. While in this dunya, those good lawyers cost an arm and a leg, and they might even make you go bankrupt. For this court, there is something feasible for every Muslim. The only thing is that you have to work on it now in order to benefit on that day. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. And the Quran is either a proof for you or against you. We must realize today that this book that we have on our shelves will be heavily involved on the day of judgment and will have a major influence on our final destination. Now, how less worried you will be, and how calm you will be knowing that your lawyer in that court, in the court of Allah, is none but the word of Allah itself. Your lawyer is the word of Allah, the Quran, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. How calm would you feel? So, how can now, how can I have the Quran as my shafi'a, as my lawyer on that day? By honoring its rights, by honoring its right upon us and glorifying and venerating it. What are the rights of the Quran upon us as Muslims? Please, ya akhwan, it's not just another khutbah. It is something that is so essential. I want you to imagine on that day, the judge is none but the just himself. La dhulma al-yawm, there's no oppression on that day. We spoke about a few weeks ago about the witnesses that will be present on that day. And one of those witnesses is our body parts. They will be testifying. So the need for someone to defend me is vital, is extremely important. How can I have the Quran to defend me? Number one, attentive listening. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. There's a big difference between سَمِعَ and استَمَعَ. Allah said, when the Quran is being recited, استمِع وأنصت. He used the verb استمِع, not سَمِعَ. سَمِعَ is to hear. I can hear things that I intend to hear and others that I do not intend to hear. But استمَع is to listen attentively. And أنصت, Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله said, without talking, put and focus your full attention when the Quran is being recited, and do not talk, be quiet and listen to the Quran. Then and only then, with these two conditions, you will receive the rahmah promised at the end of the ayah. Receive the rahmah promised at the end of the ayah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Listening to the Quran. My brothers and sisters, the luxury that we have right now, let's go 200 years ago. 200 years ago. I just want to exaggerate a little bit. And I wanted to listen to the Quran. What do? No cassettes, no videos, no MP3, no internet, no YouTube, no social media. If I want to listen to the Quran, I have to go pray in a place and listen to Fajr or Maghrib or Isha being recited. This is probably the only way I can listen to the Quran, or I can bring somebody and please recite some Quran. No radio, nothing. Look at the luxury right now. Not only I can listen to the Quran, I can choose the reciter of my choice, my favorite reciter, and all that is in my pocket. Easy access. So the first right upon us from the Quran is to listen to the Quran. Second, recitation of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. And I was ordered to be among the Muslims and to recite the Quran. It's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So the next right is to recite the Quran. And that by itself brings us to the obligation, and I repeat, to the obligation to learn the basic Arabic and the basic Tajweed. Because there is a fiqhi formula that says, مَا لَمْ يَتُمْ الْوَاجِبْ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبْ. Whatever is needed to fulfill an obligation is an obligation. Whatever is needed to fulfill an obligation, it's an obligation to recite the Quran. So it's an obligation to learn the basic Arabic in order to be able to recite the Quran and the basic tajweed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ. Allahu Akbar. The ones who recite the Quran and they establish salat and they spend from what we have provided them secretly and publicly, they are expecting a trade, tijara, that will never fail. How could it fail? Which book on earth, every letter that you read is 10 hasana? Which book? Alif, Lam, Mim, 30 hasana. Allahu Akbar. So the tijara with the Quran is the best tijara ever. So the second is reciting the Quran. Third, memorizing the Quran. And memorization here does not necessarily mean memorizing the whole Quran. Memorizing something from the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has no Quran in his heart, like an abandoned, destroyed house. كالبيت الخرب. Whatever you can, memorize from the Quran. We memorize one or two surahs and we, khalas, we stopped right there. Why don't you, akhi, not once a week, once every 6 months, add a new surah from the small surahs. Put an effort to memorize some extra surahs in the Quran. Fourth, which is extremely important, pondering and contemplating on the Quran is a right upon us. There is not one ayah in the Quran that order us to memorize the whole Quran. But there are so many that reprimand us if we do not ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder and contemplate on the Quran? Or maybe because they have locks. There are locks on that heart. Allah is telling us, in other words, that if you're not contemplating in the Quran, there's not one lock. There are locks on the heart, on your heart. Locks of desire, locks of doubt, locks of heedlessness, locks of too many sins, locks of arrogance. They are all gathered and they are blocking. They are blocking the understanding of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, the main reason for the revelation of the Quran is to contemplate on it. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. This book will be full of barakah. When, ya Allah? Why did you reveal this book? Yeah, I mean, let's ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who revealed this book. Why did he reveal it to? Why did he reveal it? Why did he reveal it? كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. The reason for the revelation is to ponder and contemplate on every single ayah. Every single ayah. Not لِيَدَّبَّرُوا سُوَرِهِ, all his surahs. Every ayah we should contemplate on. Every ayah is a miracle. Fifth, one of the huquq of the Quran is to convey its message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran what is the best job ever, ever. Ya Allah, what is the best job ever? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better Who has the best speech than a person who's calling people to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he himself is doing righteous deeds, and he's declaring proudly, I am a Muslim. Conveying the message, especially us, ya akhwan, living here among a society which is prevalent by non-Muslims. And some of us would say, but ya Sheikh, I'm not a alim, I am not a scholar, I am not this, I am not that. This is from the shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Convey even one ayah. Who does not know an ayah? Your neighbor, your colleague at work, your friend in the school, in the university, in college. Just one ayah, ya akhwan, this is a right upon us. You want that lawyer to defend you? This is a right. Don't feel shy. You should be extremely proud that you are a Muslim, and in a very nice, gentle manner, convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. Convey the message of the Quran. Convey the message of Tawheed. Just tell them, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Explain, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Why do you think that this short surah weighs a third of the Quran? Allahu Akbar. Six, all this reading, memorizing, listening, contemplating would lead to this. Applying. Application of the Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Because sometimes people say, well, I don't feel the barakah of the Quran in my house. Well, the only way to earn the barakah is by contemplating. And here, Allah said, this book, you will feel its barakah when you follow it. When you follow its orders. When you stay away from its prohibitions. Applying the Quran, applying what you heard, applying what you learned, and applying what you contemplated on, then you will feel the barakah of the Quran. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Lend me your ears. So many problems in the community, and the first thing we do is we go to court. وَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you differed فِي شَيْءٍ, فِي شَيْءٍ, in anything, go back to Allah and to His Messenger. If that did not work, then you go to the courts. But you try your best. 50-50. Ya akhti, my dear sister, let's try to solve it Islamically. When she insisted on the 50-50 without even considering the Islamic Sharia, it turned out that by the Islamic Sharia, she will get more than 50. Go through that path. Try. Immediately. Afa hukma al-jahiliyyati yabghoon? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ حُكْمًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. You want the hukm, you want the ruling of the jahiliyyah, and there is the ruling of Allah still present? Is there any better ruling than Allah's ruling? Is there anyone more just than Allah Azza wa Jal? If you believe, and you are sure 100% that the ruling of the court is better than the ruling of Allah, you have left Islam. If you believe in it, His name is Al-Hakam. His name is Al-Adl, the All Just. So we have to live by the Quran. I read this ayat, I contemplate on this ayat, and this ayat are telling me, go back. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. You are not a true believer. Until what, ya Allah? حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they make you, ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until they make you the Hakam of what any dispute that go between them. Then they are believers. My brothers and sisters, Let's strengthen our relationship with the Quran. Let's have a schedule. I will read this per day. I will have tadabbur one ayah. Wallahi, one ayah per day. Just one ayah. Just one ayah per day. One. I will memorize one surah per year. Just do not disconnect with the Quran. We will be in desperate need for its defense on that day. We cannot go back. Ya Allah, bring me back and I will ponder. Ya Allah, bring me back. I will memorize. I will read. It will be too late. Too late. Kalla. Too late. Make a schedule from today. And this khutbah will be hujjah with you or against you. No more excuses. Allah, from all the people, made you come here today and listen to this so we can benefit and apply. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Now imagine this. The lawyer I hired to defend me, he turned around and started testifying against me. This is the second part of the hadith. Hujjah alayk. The Quran could stand there and testify against you. Ya Allah, I was in his pocket. He never opened me. Ya Allah, he never applied me. Ya Allah, he deserted me. Ya Allah, he did not put any effort to learn the Arabic language. Ya Allah, you are the Alim. He did not. She did not. What would you do in that state? You're in the court and that's it. After this, Jannah or Nar. It's not like, let me go back and decide. Go back home, they give you a probation period. No. That's it. This is it. This is now. This is it. Today, you're going to go back and make a schedule, no matter how small it is. But I am going to rekindle my relationship with the Quran. My brothers and sisters, the blessing of the Quran, the blessing that we have the Quran among us, is beyond imagination. Let me give you an example. If I give you $5, and I gifted you $100, and I gifted you $10,000. If I want to remind you of the best favor I have done to you, which one I will remind you of? I will remind you of the $10,000. That's the best thing I ever given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't it sufficient for them that they have their Quran, the best thing ever happened to us, being recited to them? Allah is reminding us of the huge favor upon us, the favor of the Quran. My brothers and sisters, from today on, every single one, including myself, we want to add something. Start with baby steps, but do not let this khutbah go just like any other khutbah. If we do not change, change will never come. Allahumma ij'alna min ahli al-Qur'an. Allahumma ij'alna min ahli al-Qur'an. Allahumma ij'al al-Qur'an shafi'an lana yawm al-qiyamah. اللهم اجعل القرآن نور قلوبنا في الدنيا. اللهم اجعل القرآن يا رب نورا لنا في قبورنا. اللهم احفظنا بحفظك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. He's filled up the main hall. Please come from the hallway and the two other rooms and fill up the main hall. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. There's a lot of space in the main hall. Please come. Look down, make sure that your heels on the line. Your phones are off, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا سدوا الخلأ الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين طاعة وقول معروف فإذا عزم الأمر فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم؟ أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها؟ الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام.